with Bill and Joel.
Bill and Joel Morning Show continues. Our 9 o'clock hour here at 9:12. We're going to kind of concentrate and focus on some economic things here in this hour. We just had, you know, the local sales rep, Tom, that was on us, and he's taking those hits in gas prices. We're all taking hits, as we mentioned, going into the break. We're going to go to California now once again, and Victor Chang is standing by. He has a book called, is it Book Miracle Marketing? Did I have that right, Victor?
It's Book Commercial Marketing.
Book Commercial. I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
Hey, want to ask you several questions here today, but I want you to know you're not the earliest guest from California. We'd had somebody beat you about 30 minutes. They were up in the 5 o'clock hour your time, okay?
No problem. Thanks.
Well, Book Commercial Marketing, and you're looking a little bit, your book kind of ties in very well with how to avoid certain situations that we're looking at. In fact, they're unfolding before our very eyes here today as we look at the bankruptcy of Merrill Lynch, Lehman Brothers, other things along those lines.
Sure.
And how do we, just in our independent businesses, or maybe we're working for bigger companies, how do we avoid the same fate for our businesses?
Well, sure. I think the big problem you're seeing on Wall Street right now is a lack of cash. You know, and these kinds of situations, when you're dealing with complex financial assets, things sometimes go wrong, as you might imagine, and your insurance against that is lots and lots and lots of cash. And unfortunately, people like Lehman Brothers, Merrill Lynch, and probably AIG today, Bear Stearns a few weeks ago, they all just did not have enough cash. So the big order of the job today for business owners everywhere is just make sure you got a lot of that stuff. And if you had to sell some assets, some extra inventory that's been sitting around in say your store for quite some time, get rid of that stuff because it's not useful. Cash is king, and right now there's just not enough of it going around on Wall Street.
And I think we think of the first thing is overhead. What is our overhead? How can we cut overhead? Is that a good place to start?
Absolutely.
And inventory, that's overhead as well.
Absolutely. Any kind of expense that you have that is not being revenue productive and profitable, you got to look really hard at. And certainly if you have any kind of other assets, certainly things like inventory, equipment that's not being used, things that's just not being productive, it's good to sort of get rid of while you still have the chance. And that's the big problem right now is timing. You know, with a lot of these banks, they have assets. It's not like they're not profitable and they don't have a net worth. But the problem is they can't sell these assets fast enough. So Lehman Brothers, they have entire businesses that are very profitable, that are private, and they've been trying to sell it, but they couldn't sell it fast enough to raise the cash to pay their bills. And it looks like within the next hour or two, they might get an offer on part of their business. But it's coming really close to the edge here, and it's awfully uncomfortable. And it can all be avoided by, if you sort of need the cash and you think you might need the cash, just stockpile it early while it's easy to get.
Well, Wall Street, you know, we're watching Wall Street. Even if you're not a close follower of Wall Street, you'll be watching here in the next few days, or maybe you have been.
Definitely.
And I guess a lot of us kind of scratch our head and go, well, what happens there? Does that affect us? Does it impact us wherever you may be, California, Georgia, Vermont, whatever the case may be?
Sure. I would say the stuff you hear in the news seems awfully dramatic, and it's not that bad for sort of the everyday business owner and consumer. Probably the biggest impact it will have is it's going to be a lot tougher overall to get loans. So if you have a revolving line of credit, say for inventory finance, equipment financing loans, or even just credit card loans, those will all become much tougher to get. So if you have a line of credit where the bank has the option to sort of give you less credit access at their discretion, you should expect that that's going to happen sometime in the next couple of weeks, if not a couple of months. And that's why it's so important.
I'm sorry, we're talking with Victor Chang, Book Commercial Marketing, and if you're wondering about his background, he's got a very extensive background, Stanford graduate, has worked beside many CEOs in huge companies like IBM, Delta, Boeing, the list goes on and on. And you mentioned about the availability of cash or being able to get loans might be a little tougher. Is that situation what has brought some of these companies to their knees now because they made it too easy, or they themselves had too much cash and they were investing in the wrong places? Can you help us there a little bit?
Yeah, I think the problem on Wall Street is, first of all, they didn't have enough cash themselves. And the second one was they started giving consumers lots of cash too easily. So people who probably shouldn't have been buying homes, couldn't really afford to do so, didn't have the greatest income prospects, they were giving them loans really easy, and it's come back to haunt them. Now these loans, which are essentially these banks' assets, have completely disappeared. And now these banks don't have the money that they thought they did, and it's causing a huge cash crunch, and that's what's going on Wall Street right now.
Well, a final question for you here, Victor. Sure. And what protective strategies can we put in place to ride out the storm? Whether you're in a business, and I think these same things can apply to personal finances in some way.
Absolutely. It's the exact same strategy for personal finance. If you got extra stuff laying around, get rid of it and raise cash. Whatever cash you do have, you know, keep it in sort of inside with your in your reach. Try not to spend it unless it's going to be productive for you. And then do those two things extremely, extremely quickly while you still have time.
We have Dave Ramsey on our air. You may be familiar with Dave Ramsey. And he's so high on debt, being debt-free, on his radio program. And, you know, he talks about the yard sale. If you're a family, you can have a yard sale. You can
sure.
sell that extra car you don't need. There are ways that you can carpool and do certain things in your family. We're doing that as we've just had a 16 come online. So we're doing that a little bit. But in business as well, I mean, if you bring up a good point, the overhead of inventory, the overhead of extra equipment that you may not need. And I guess on that list, you might put people last. I mean, because, you know, people are your business. That's what it's all about. But sometimes it does come to that. To save a whole company, you have to be very, I guess, tough in those circumstances.
Well, I think AIG is like on the verge of, you know, possibly laying off, you know, tens of thousands, if not 100,000 people. So, you know, if you got to let one or two go to save a couple dozen, you know, it's a tough call, but sometimes you got to do it.
Well, what about a website that you might have? Is there a place we can go to obtain more information about you, your background, books, and more?
Sure. The easiest way to get information about me is to go to Amazon.com and look for Bookmercial Marketing, or go to Bookmercial.com, which is www.bookmercial.com.
All right, very nice. Hey, Victor, thanks for taking time to be
with us. No problem.
We've really enjoyed it. Very enlightening, and I'm feeling better about today already.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right, the name of the book again is Bookmercial Marketing. It's Victor Ching, so make sure you check that out.